how comfortable are you in terms of if you need to push the start of fall sports back? Is there a drop-dead date that you would push back to?
Not on July 15th. There's not a drop-dead date.
But have you considered that option at all, that you might have to push the start back?
With the climate we have now, we don't feel we have to do that. But when that information comes forward, we would look at it. So, but if you're asking me for a date today, Pat, I can't give
you. Now, the only reason I asked is that I thought I saw you say earlier that October 1st would be like the latest possible day you could start fall sports.
No, I think a lot of you may have seen an article with Pennsylvania Football News. I think the question that Billy posed to me was, would you hold as far as October? And I said, sure, we would go week to week. We'd go to the first week of October. There's a lot of things we're willing to do. I think you heard loud and clear from the board, the philosophy is we're going to make our best efforts to get whatever we can, as much as we can, for every student athlete in this state so they could participate in athletics this school year. We want kids to be kids. We want them to get the experience of playing athletics. And we're going to do whatever we can by working through the framework given from the governor, the Department of Ed, the Department of Health.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, Bob Capasso from Blue Ridge. Can you just kind of reiterate, you know, the board stance on getting going on time and being still on the timetable?
We're still on the timetable because we have not seen a large spike of shutdown of our student athletes on their school campuses. We have seen some pocketed things, but we believe most of our schools are doing an outstanding job with their health and safety programs. And they're monitoring their student athletes. And we felt on July 15th, we still have time to make an analysis as we go forward. Therefore, you've seen what the board discussed about having another board meeting here towards the end of July. Obviously, that will be to review any changes that come forward, like one that came forward this afternoon that was kind of a surprise about limiting inside to 25 people. So that certainly may have got people's attention for indoor activities, but it's not, you can't host indoor activities. So we can still work with that, and I think our coaches can work with that to still get good out-of-season workouts for student-athletes.
Regarding the 25-person limit indoors, what's your understanding in terms of something like volleyball? Do the players and teams count in that number? Because obviously you couldn't fit two teams in.
Well, yeah, Mike, I think it is. I think that's how restrictive it is from the governor's office. And I don't think that they really considered competitive sports in it. However, 25 is doable because you could take a team of 10 and 10 and get a workout in because you're going to need some officials, and maybe you're not going to need officials if it's a scrimmage situation. 11 and 11 and your two coaches, there's 24. So it's doable.
Well, Mark Burdig, Render Broadcasting, Indiana. Obviously, here in IUP land, PSAC sent shockwaves throughout the state today. Would you agree that the dynamics with NCAA Division II vary greatly from what you're looking at with high school football because players at the D2 level are obviously coming in from across the country, not to mention the travel's a lot different out of county? And second question, just to roll into the dynamics of COVID-19 varying greatly from urban areas, such as Philadelphia or Pittsburgh region, to rural counties like we operate in. So would the PIAA to kind of look at things differently across various regions, rural counties included, or take a one-size-fits-all approach?
I think the first one, that you are correct. We are different than college athletics. Student athletes at the collegiate level are not adolescents, they're adults, and they're traveling from all over the country. And in some cases, some sports, to go back to the old days when I was there, we had an awful lot of soccer players that came from the island. So they may be coming from places throughout the world, as well as not only where they're coming from, but the traveling and getting there with the way they get there. That has, I think, had some of the college conference is concerned. But the other part of it, yes, our state is quite diverse. I think it's almost 75% rural. But our board has said we're willing to get as much as we possibly can where we can get it. So if one area of the state could possibly play 75% of a schedule and the other part of the state could only play 25%, the board's okay with that because we want kids to get as much as they possibly can where they can. And then the questions that have to be discussed then later are you going to look at postseason? Is it going to end at the regular season? Is it going to end at the district level? Are you going to have regionals? Those questions are questions to be answered in the future. And the reason being is we still have time to do that. We're keeping this a little bit fluid because we've seen people step out in other states and put in plans and then get them blown up because of actions from other departments that they have no control over and that really have the best information available. And our government agencies right now, the Department of Health, Department of Ed, have those keys. So we'll follow their leads with the government.
Thank you, Bob.
Dr. Lombardi, if I could ask just a couple questions. You addressed mine district by district question, but I was hoping you could address maybe some of the rumors that parents are spreading around that state playoffs have been canceled and those discussions have been made. Can you just address those rumors for us?
Would you be kind enough to tell me who's passing those rumors? Because I would like to personally drive to their homes and punch them in the nose. State playoffs are on the books. We're trying to do our darndest to advance through that. Again, it's a little premature in July to make a decision about December, but we are planning to have postseason as we sit here and speak today.
Any consideration, I know you've declined to go in further detail about any chances at all of flipping the fall sports season to the spring sports season and vice versa?
Not at this time. Our intent is to play fall as scheduled, even if it would end up in a shortened fashion or an altered fashion, because the flipping of those sports, there's a false narrative that the spring is going to be better than the fall, and there's no guarantee of that. It's also wrought with other concerns of overuse. Flip those two and fall goes down to the spring, lose two in a row. That's inadequate. Also, you have the situation where you have football being played in the spring, and the chairman of the NFHS Sport Medicine Committee came out and said he would never recommend that because it doesn't give a student that ends a season in June, early June, and starts up summer before time, have his body heal as an adolescent, especially if there's any type of trauma or injury or just the nature of the collision sport itself. So could it come to that? Possibly, but that's well down the road. Today we're going to try to take the seasons in the order they come and try to get as much as we can for a season at this time. That's the direction of the board.
Dr. Lombardi, if I can kind of go on that note real fast, just one more from me. You know, people are saying, same people who are calling us with the same rumors are saying they're going to follow what Maryland's doing, what Virginia's doing, because the PSAC said this, they're going to do that. Can you address that? You're making your own decisions, it sounds like. Is that fair to say?
That we're not following Maryland. We certainly are not following New Jersey. Because I say that tongue-in-cheek a little bit, because those state associations are doing what their membership schools want. That's what they want. Our folks don't want that. Our folks have told our board members, and maybe going back to Walk's discussion about districts, the member schools elect those people to serve on our board and represent them. And they have told our people, we want as much as you possibly can now. We don't want to be the PSAC. We don't want to be the Big Five. We don't want to be the ACC or the NAIA or the JUCOs or Maryland or Virginia or New Mexico. And you know, all those states have other things. We want to do what's best for our kids in Pennsylvania with the best current information we have at the latest possible date to save as much activity as we possibly can. Allie, maybe you can assist us in getting that message out, because that's what people need to hear. They need to take a deep breath